Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Correspondent Hina Fatima wrote a feature story titled Massive Dropout, No Salaries, UPI Madarsas Gripped in a Climate of Fear, Bulldozer Worries. My name is Raghav Bikchandani and I am bringing you the podcast version of this feature. Mehtab Alam, a madarsa teacher in Hapur, Uttar Pradesh, is doing the rounds with a list of 12 survey questions. Yogi Adityanath's government's hot-button madrasa survey, being conducted since August, aims to identify thousands of unregistered madrasas and their funding. But Alam says none of the 12 questions speak to the most pressing issue confronting madrasas today. The teachers at the registered and so-called modern madrasas, around 5,000, have not been paid salaries for over 4 years. These are madrasas that teach science and maths in addition to Islamic studies. Instead, the most talked about question in the survey list is about the source of funding for unregistered madarsas. Government keeps conducting investigations or surveys of madarsas. Why are they not paying salaries at modern madarsas? Alam asked. The National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, or NCPCR, made the request for the survey after cases of violation of child rights, including sexual abuse, in madarsas of UP came to light. But the whole exercise has taken on a volatile and political overtone now. The Yogi government survey has sent a chill across not only UP's madarsas, but also the Muslim community that says this is meant to harass them. AIMIM leader Asaduddin Owaisi even called it a mini NRC exercise. Some madarsa managers talked in hushed whispers about the specter of the feared bulldozers raising their institutions down. The AIMPLB, the All India Muslim Personal Law Board, asked why the Yogi government is not scrutinizing Gurukuls too. The Jamiat Ulema-e-Hind and Darul Ulum Dioband, however, welcomed the survey. Madarsas have been a deeply political issue for the Bharatiya Janata Party, or the BJP, for many years now. They have been maligned as jihad-producing factories on TV channels, in political stump speeches and social media. And there have been repeated calls to modernize them with a regular curriculum and bring them under the scrutiny of governments. But the biggest challenge confronting UP's madarsas today are the salaries of teachers and a staggering dropout rate of students, from 317,046 students appearing in registered madarsa examinations in 2016 to 122,132 students in 2021, according to the UP Madarsa Board. That's a 61% drop in 5 years. If the government wants to conduct a survey 100 times, then it should be done. But it should first give the salary of modern madarsa teachers, says Ijaz Ahmed, president of the Islamic Madarsa Modernization Teachers Association. In May 2022, two minor boys returned to their village, Barabanki, in iron shackles, claiming that they had been chained and ill-treated at a madarsa in Gosain Ganj, 35 kilometers away. But the boys' parents petitioned the police not to take any legal action against the Maulana, as they themselves had urged him to be strict with their children. The UP State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, or UPSCPCR, started probing the incident only to find more worrying signs, like unqualified teachers who were allegedly propagating radical thoughts. In its report to the government, the commission raised concerns over unrecognized madarsas and the abuse of children. It provided the impetus for the survey. The most rattling part of the survey is question number 9, asking about the funding of unregistered madarsas. It is a query that strikes fear and conspiracies among the Muslim community. An RSS leader explained that there are tens of thousands of madarsas that are operating without any checks. The district magistrates do not have them on their list, raising fears about unknown funding sources, how much is being spent on the school, and how much is stashed away. Many in the community also admit that some madarsas are run inefficiently as individual fiefdoms, and there is much corruption too. Government officials also argue that some madarsa funds come from outside India and can raise national security concerns. UP's Minister of State for Minority Affairs, Danish Azad Ansari, said on ABP Live that the goal of the survey and the question about funds is not to intervene in the madarsa system, but to provide better facilities for the students. The fear in the madarsas is such that some even avoided participating in the survey. Corruption is also a reason behind this. One survey official tells why people have a problem with question number 9. They don't want to reveal the source of funding because their books aren't clean. He adds that these unrecognized madarsas are mostly engaged in teaching Islamic philosophy exclusively. Many who answered the question said they are getting money as zakat, or Islamic charity, which has become a byword for non-transparent sources of unrecorded informal funds. Managing authorities of several madarsas took umbrage over this uncharitable view of zakat, without which they would not be able to educate students. Smaller madarsas rely on community members, friends, and family. How is this different from any other charitable organization? They ask. We use the zakat for the health and education of the children of madarsas. We've already informed the Intelligence Bureau and the government about our children and funds. Our entire fund is looked after by a chartered accountant. Everything is clear, says Maulana Muzamil Ali, manager of the Jamiat Tush Madarsa at Deoband. 2021 ORF report on India's madarsa said there is not enough transparency and accountability in funds received or spent by many unregistered madarsas. There is also a lack of a formal channel through which zakat is used. Zakat is not stolen, says Mehtab Alam, but he admits that accountability is important as well. Some people get zakat to spend on 100 children, but then help only 20. It's like taking away the right to education from other children, he adds. He acknowledges that madarsas may have a problem with question number 9 because some have shown their high expenses on paper. He explains that it often happens that madarsas take zakat but do not spend it on the students. Some institutions make them do domestic chores at the madarsas and their homes. The land where these small and unregistered madarsas are built is also a big issue, as it is not characterized as waqf, he adds. Waqf is any movable or immovable property donated by individuals for religious purposes. No single individual owns the property, which is then monitored by the local waqf board. Once the property is made waqf, madarsa owners lose their right over it. That is why they are hesitant to register madarsas, says a madarsa official. The purpose of madarsas is to educate poor children, but some people have made it their business due to which dropouts are occurring, says Mufti Kasmi, a member of the Project Approval Board in Ministry of Minority Affairs. UP Madarsa Board President Iftikhar Javed says early investigations showed that some madarsas exist just on paper. The income of the people has increased, but the image of madarsas has remained the same, he adds. There are 16,500 recognized madarsas across UP, of which over 7,000 offer modern education. Here, management rely on school fees, anywhere between 100 rupees to 400 rupees a month or even less, as well as zakat to run the madarsa, but the government has no proprietary rights over them. That is not the case with aided madarsas, which are funded and controlled by the government. UP has 558 aided madarsas, many of which offer graduate and postgraduate courses. It's the Islamic unregistered private madarsas that are the target of the government survey. The UP Madarsa Board estimates that there are about 40,000 to 50,000 of them across the state. The phrase modern madarsas may appear to be a contradiction in terms, but it is used widely in UP for madarsas that are registered, recognized by the government, and teach a regular curriculum, English, science, and maths, in addition to the Quran. The government appoints a fixed number of faculty members to teach these subjects and pays only their salaries. Other teachers and employees are paid by the management department. But the teachers haven't been getting their salaries. What's more, the number of teachers paid under the scheme to provide quality education in madarsas across India has dropped from 50,957 in financial year 2015-16 to 12,518 in financial year 2017-18, shows data from a 2018 Parliamentary Standing Committee report. During the same period, this figure fell to 10,724 from 37,824 in UP. The scheme rolled out in 2009 and saw government-appointed teachers in madarsas. Since 2019, the Narendra Modi government has been paying only 60% of their salaries. The rest is appointed by their respective state governments. The UP government pays an additional amount of 2,000 rupees per month to graduate teachers and 3,000 rupees to postgraduate teachers. But most teachers have not received their salaries. Many teachers are struggling with debt and are forced to take tuitions, manual labor work, rickshaw driving, and selling vegetables to make ends meet. Now, the word has spread in the community too, and there are social problems that come with it. No one wants to marry an unpaid teacher. Whenever the girls' families come to know that I was a modern madarsa teacher, they broke the talks for marriage, says Abdul Rahman, General Secretary of Madarsa Adhunikikaran Shikshak Ekta Samiti from Saharanpur. They would say, your salary does not come. How will you take care of our daughter? Adds Rahman. Mehtab Alam and his wife Tamanna took extra private tuition classes, but the money was not enough. They finally pulled their children from a good private school and enrolled them in a government institution. The teachers' bodies have met Yogi Adityanath and former Union Minister Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi and current Union Minister for Minority Affairs Smriti Irani, but the salaries are still pending. Technical glitches could well be the reason for the delay, at least according to some officials. Last year, 120 crore rupees was released to pay the teachers, but due to technical errors and glitches, they have not been able to get the money, said Mufti Kasmi. This problem has arisen due to discrepancies in the UDISE numbers of 1,559 madarsas, he said, referring to the Unified District Information System for Education that helps organize and categorize all school data across India. While keying in the numbers in the government portal, a single error or even an incorrect numeral can stall the system, claim teachers. If there is any discrepancy, the government refuses to pay the salary, but it has not been rectified yet, the teachers say. The government entrusts us with all the responsibility like other government schools, whether it is to look after elections or exams. Then why don't we get facilities and salaries like them? Tamanna asks. The double whammy of non-payment and student dropouts has left the madarsa ecosystem in a state of disarray. Teachers say that most of the dropouts have taken place in unrecognized madarsas among poor or orphaned children. Most of the children of migrants have also missed their studies due to the pandemic and lockdown. Others have left their studies and started working. According to Maulana Muzammil Ali, before the lockdown, more than 1,800 children used to study at the Madarsa Jamia Tush Sheikh Hussain Ahmad Al Madani in Deoband. Now, they've dropped to 1,200, and most of the dropouts are girls. Not everyone agrees that the pandemic was the problem. It's the politicization of madarsas and irresponsible attitude of managers to blame, say teachers. A teacher who does not want to reveal his name says that politics is making some parents pull their children out of madarsas. Before the lockdown, 30 Hindu children used to study in a madarsa. But now, the number has come down to 10, says Virendra, a Hindu teacher working at a madarsa. Other Hindu teachers too say that the cloud of communism has taken a toll on the mental health of the students and staff. UP Cabinet Minister Dharmpal Singh told the Indian Express that the BJP wants to make madarsa students ideal citizens, engineers, doctors, not stone pelters. Such comments are not rare. The word madarsa has been demonized in popular imagination for some years now, not just in India but around the world as well. Madarsas are being maligned by politics, and this is reducing the enrollment of children. Parents are afraid to send their children to a madarsa. Jarar, a modern teacher from Meerut, Laliana Village, says. In a 2021 report by ORF, authors Rashid Kidwai and Ejaz Wani wrote that 90% of madarsa students belong to poor families and many are struggling for funds. In 2018, Prime Minister Narendra Modi famously said that the government wants Muslim youth to have the Quran in one hand and a computer in the other, emphasizing the need for rational and scientific education. The report said that in states such as UP, Bihar, MP, Chhattisgarh, Bengal and Assam, many madarsas are state-funded. Yet, a large number of them are privately run. More madarsas in Kerala have adopted modern curriculums and teaching methods, while UP and Bihar lag behind. Around 30 students sit in an unregistered madarsa in the Khanka area of Deoband. They are segregated, boys on one side and girls on the other. A Maulana explains the meaning of Quranic verses. The question of madarsa curriculum has always been a hotbed of controversy. In UP, the debate is over what to teach, the Bhagavad Gita, and CRT syllabus often become points of contention. In 2018, the state government implemented the NCRT syllabus in madarsas, but the books have not been provided even now. Children studying in madarsas come from very poor families. They cannot buy books, and the government is not able to give them even NCRT books. Now, how do these children get an education? Asks IMAAS President Ejaz Ahmed. The UP government survey has also ripped open the intense competition among madarsas. There is much resentment not only towards Hindu Gurukuls being kept out of scrutiny, but also towards the registered and modern madarsas. Why do you need the details of our children only? See the condition of madarsas to which you government are giving funds. Do a survey of your other institutions as well, says Maulana Ali. In the background, a Maulana teaches the Quran to a class of 60 boys. As he speaks with the mic, his voice reverberates throughout the room. Any mention of the survey and everyone stiffens visibly. Conversations become stilted as Maulanas express their fears of being targeted or profiled by the Yogi government. The government claims it has the welfare of madarsas in mind, but there is a big difference between this government's words and deeds. We have seen their attitude before, that's why we doubt them, says a madarsa official on the condition of anonymity. Mufti Kasmi, though, says that madarsas need not fear the survey and should not be misled by disinformation and propaganda spread by politicians. Some cling to the hope that the survey will bring the government's attention to issues such as the lack of buildings, water, furniture, and electricity in madarsas. Right now, the government has asked 12 questions. We have no problem with them. All these questions are fine. But if the government moves forward, interferes more, or tries to harass us, we will take some strong action, Maulana Ali told the print. Survey teams will submit their reports to district administration officials on 10th October, and everyone is on tenterhooks. Most of the madarsas in the area are unrecognized. People are afraid that the police will raid them and then they will be tortured, said the madarsa official from Deoband. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode of the Print Pod.